2, 3. We good? We rolling, Mr. Sage Northcutt.
How's it going?
How's it going, man? You look, hey, you looking good? Look, summer there. How's it going?
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm in California right now, so the weather's always pretty good. It's probably like 65 degrees.
Nice. Yep. I was just telling you, I just came back from Brazil. I was there for a month. It was almost like California. It was like 70s, 80s, 90s, some good days.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I was telling you, all of my audience, it's mainly like, I'm going to guess like 90, 95% from Brazil. So people talk about you all the time. It was a big shock when you came out of the UFC and went to the ONE Championship. And I want to chat a little bit about that. How was that process changing? And how's ONE treating you?
Yeah, ONE Championship's awesome. They treat all the fighters really well. So coming from the UFC to ONE Championship, it's a different environment. Like, a lot of your fan base is in Brazil. And for me, getting to travel overseas, fight in Singapore, they have fights in all over Asia, all these different places overseas. For me, it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. So I'm really looking forward to getting to fight all these different places and create like a new fan base.
Yeah, and it's nice because the fan base in Asia, that they like, they have into that kind of stuff, right? It's a different level, right? Of like fans and the way they follow, they really like fanatics almost, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, they follow the fighters like. So I know like a lot of like the kids and families look at the fighters as superheroes in movies. It's really cool. I've heard about some of the places overseas that they'll have fights, and the audience is different too. Like, they're really respectful. You don't hear boos. The audience will be really quiet, like temporarily. Then something happens, and they freak out and they get all excited.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's a little different, but it's awesome.
Like, you probably watch like old pride fights, like in Japan, right? Like, everybody's just sitting like.
Right,
just
exactly.
Really watching the fights and like someone gets knocked out, then they go like, yeah, it's a totally different crowd, right?
Right, it sure is. Definitely.
How's you had some pretty serious injuries on after your first fight. You are 100% recovered. What's coming next? How was that process of recovering? Nope. And you train Alpha Male, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm training at Team Alpha Male. I'm actually back up in Sacramento right now in California training with them. So, great team. I just been healing up for a little bit of time. It works out kind of good because once, I don't know how it's like in Brazil, but once COVID kind of happened, everything kind of shut down.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It was like this everywhere. It was actually good timing for you too, right? Because you had the time to recover and then you got some extra time where it kind of helped you heal better, I guess, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. So I know a lot of people, like, fighters will have injuries and they rush back and they're not completely fully healed and they'll get injured again. So, it was kind of a blessing for me to be able to have time to be able to heal up and get better.
What do you think is your big difference from Sage from 2 years ago, from Sage today? I think we all feel that way. I think it looked like they try to push you so hard to become like the superhero figure, right? And I think they missed a bunch of steps with you because they could have worked you a lot better than they did. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because it's like, you're a fighter, right? Like, you want to go and fucking trade punches and fight,
right?
But you gotta fight. This is what I tell my friends here. I have a bunch of friends. I'm in New York. I train at Renzo Gracie Academy. So I train them with Renzo's brother, Neiman Gracie. They fight on Bellator. And I say they always did a pretty good job building them, like putting fighters at the same experience level, right? Not like a guy with 20 fights against you who's doing your second pro fight or something like that. Because that doesn't mean the guy's a better fighter than you. It just means he knows how to deal with different stuff you're not used to yet. So the impression we all got in Brazil, because that's kind of like what I follow from media and stuff like that, is like they pushing so hard, and they do that every once in a while with different fighters. They did with a Brazilian guy not too long ago, Johnny Walker, that they start building up this kid. He won like two great fights. They were talking about, hey, this guy's gonna fight John Jones for the title. Like, dude, it's not time yet. You gotta get some seasoning on the guy first before you throw him to the wolves. And I think you would throw to the wolves a little too soon. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, there's so many things that went on. It's an off night for me. So like everyone has an off night. Sometimes you have the best champions in the world, like Jose Aldo. I could name so many different guys that will go out there and they're sure they had a freaky thing where they lost in like 5 seconds in the fight or 10 seconds in. And you're like, how'd that happen? He's one of the best guys in the world. So it was just an off night for me. It was one fight. Coming back from before that, I was on, I think, a 3 or 4 fight win streak, followed up by a knockout up a weight class. So, it was an off night for me. It was a weird time. So, I'm excited to come back. It's going to be different.
Yeah. Is there anything scheduled already? You look into what's going on with the one? I know they're putting a lot of fights up now. So when are you looking to fight?
Well, I mean, it's been weird with all the COVID stuff that's happened. So all the gyms have been shut down here. But getting back into training, so I want to fight sometime like maybe the end of March or beginning of April, sometime around then, and hopefully have like 2-3 fights this year.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You're back training regularly, or still kind of shaky?
No, yeah, getting back into training. For a while, I was getting some scans done and not getting back into full contact yet, full sparring, because just been healing up really well. And yeah, but now getting back into it, easing back into things, and getting really excited.
Exactly. And you got the green light already to train and spar, and it's all good to go?
Well, I've been starting to ease back into the training. I've been getting the scans and stuff, checking out. But soon I should be good to go and having a fight soon.
Awesome. We can wait to see you. Tell us about a little bit about how is the traveling there, cuz it's a bit of a long flight, right? How soon do you get there? How do you prepare for a fight that's just in the flight time? It's like you're flying for what, 24 hours to 20 hours or something like that?
It was actually pretty close to that. I think last time it was about 18 hours or so. So, I mean, for me, I kind of slept most of the flight, so it wasn't too bad. But the big time difference is, like, that's pretty different for me. So I know a lot of fighters say they have every hour of time difference accumulates to about a day that you need to be there ahead of time. So, like, if you're 7 hours time difference, you should be there, like, seven days before. But last time, my last fight, I got there maybe a week before the fight. Not sure if I'm going to do it differently this time, if I get there a little bit earlier. Or maybe around the same time, I guess.
You said you got there a week before?
Yeah, I think it was about a week before the fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting used to the time difference and kind of feeling things out and stuff, and just kind of learning.
That's gonna take some time too, right? The learning process. You gotta get acclimated, right? To the where are the fights happening? Like where's the main place you travel to? Like was it the Philippines? No.
Right now, Singapore.
Singapore.
That's where ONE Championship's headquarters are.
Okay, so. All right. And they're doing a kind of like a limited public thing too, right? Like everybody else is doing.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, man. Yeah, so. Look, I love chatting with you. Let's try to connect again when as soon as we have a fight. Let's can do like a cool show. We'll put your opponent on the screen there. We'll take a look at his fight. We'll do like a little breakdown. We'll do something fun for your next fight. I would love to help you promote that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That sounds good.
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, I appreciate your time,
so
my brother.
Much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it.